Track 9, and we continue with news stories, and we have another court report. A motorist has been found guilty for attacking a neighbour during a parking dispute in a residential street in Newton Abbot. Connor Bain punched resident Carl Reichel, that's R-E-I-C-H-E-L, after they argued in Tudor Road, 3 days after an earlier confrontation close to Bain's home in the adjoining George Street, in which he had blocked in Mr. Reichel's car. The second incident started when Mr. Reichel shouted at Bain when he saw him as a passenger in a car which drove past his home, apparently looking for a parking space. Bain got out of the Honda Civic and punched Mr. Reichel as they stood either side of his front gate, breaking his jaw and knocking him sideways into a rose bush. He claimed he was acting in self-defence because Mr. Reichel had pushed him 3 times and he was worried he might use an empty wine bottle from his recycling to attack him. His account was rejected by a jury at Exeter Crown Court after the prosecution argued that he had not been under any threat and was able to walk away when he threw the punch. Bain, aged 29, of George Street, Newton Abbot, denied assault causing grievous bodily harm, but was convicted and will be sentenced by Judge Anna Richardson at Taunton Crown Court next month.
Positive pupils help school flourish. Inspectors have praised Cockwood School for helping its pupils to flourish. The small village school, which has 80 pupils, was judged to have a rating of good following the latest Ofsted visit. Head of school, Alison Roper, said, "I am very proud of our entire school family, staff, pupils and governors, for they work extremely hard to provide the best opportunities for our pupils, and it's fantastic that Ofsted have recognised our strengths." In the report, inspectors said, "Pupils flourish at Cockwood." The inspection, which was carried out in October, recognise that Cockwood is a school that serves its local community well. It said, "Pupils are confident and considerate. They are enthusiastic about their education and knowledgeable about the world around them. These include pupils taking on leadership roles, residential trips, sporting events and entrepreneurial projects. As a result, pupils learn to be responsible and respectful members of their communities." The school is part of Ivy Education Trust, which is a local academy with schools situated across the Teignbridge area. Within the report, inspectors also said younger pupils view the older pupils as positive role models. There is a whole school ethos shared by staff and pupils to expect the very best of each other. Support and encouragement is constantly on offer. And there's a lovely photo of year 2 pupils and year 3 pupils celebrating their award.
Fire crews praised by park owners. The owners of a Teignbridge holiday park have thanked firefighters for their swift action when fire broke out in a biomass unit. Crews were called to Coughton Holidays following reports of smoke coming from the facility just before New Year. Now, the owners of the park say the incident originated from a delivery of wood chips, and they say they are carrying out a thorough review of facilities. A spokesman explained staff had noticed the smoke from the wood chip pit and, as they had no indication of a clear source of ignition, called 999. The cause of the fire was later found to be friction in screw augers used to move the material which had caused the smouldering. Dawlish, Middlemore and Danes Castle fire stations were quick to respond when the alarm was raised. The park says it is committed to renewable energy and the biomass plant is a key element which heats the pools, toilets, showers and main complex, significantly reducing reliance on fossil fuels.
Blue Monday, no more. Samaritan volunteers were on hand at Newton Abbot railway station this week. The South Devon Samaritans joined forces with Network Rail and Great Western Railway staff on so-called Blue Monday to supply cups of hot drinks and a chat. The Samaritans say that although people are contending with winter weather, the post-Christmas slump, and the cost of living pressures, they are keen to reinforce that there's no such thing as the saddest day of the year, known as Blue Monday. And there's a picture of five Samaritans volunteers with their cups of tea and big, big smiles, which almost makes me wish I was travelling last Monday through Newton Abbot Station.
Two-thirds of A&E arrivals miss the NHS recovery target. More than 66% of people who arrived at accident and emergency at the Torbay and South Devon Trust were seen within 4 hours last month, new figures show, missing the NHS recovery target. The NHS standard is for 95% of patients to be seen within 4 hours. However, the government announced a two-year plan to stabilise NHS services earlier this year, which set a recovery target of 76% of patients being seen within 4 hours by March 2024. NHS England figures show there were 8,818 visits to A&E at Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundation Trust in December. Of them, 5,997 were seen within 4 hours, accounting for 68% of arrivals. It means the Trust fell short of the recovery target and the NHS standard. Across England, 69% of patients were seen within 4 hours last month, down slightly from November. The figure hit a record low of 65% in December 2022. At Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundation Trust, 786 patients waited longer than 4 hours, including 117 who were delayed by more than 12 hours. Sarah Woolnough, Chief Exec at the King's Fund, said behind each of these persons is a figure who is struggling to receive the timely care they need and deserve, despite the best efforts of staff. To end this cycle of poor performance, the government must make long-term decisions to put the service back on track year-round. This includes making health and care a more attractive place to build a career, bolstering out-of-hospital care such as primary, community and social care services, and helping people live healthier lives through a focus on preventing ill health. About 2.2 million people attended A&E departments across England last month. Professor Sir Stephen Powis, NHS Medical Director, said, "We have experienced the toughest possible start to 2024 with the longest set of strikes in our 75-year history, but we remain focused on doing all we can to make progress on the COVID backlog that has inevitably built up over the pandemic." He added, "Pressure on the NHS is not going anywhere while the impact of flu and COVID continues to grow."
New reading scheme aimed at adults comes to Teignmouth. A reading initiative to help adults with learning to read has been launched in Teignmouth. Torbay-based Easy Read has now spread to the seaside town as part of a wider scheme to improve literacy. Mayor of Teignmouth, Joan Atkins, was invited by the Rotary Club of Teignmouth to officially open the campaign in the town at its first meeting of the year. Read Easy Torbay team leader Anne Taylor outlined the work of the charity, providing free one-to-one coaching to teach adults to read or improve their reading ability. She explained that wanting to read to their children and grandchildren was a big incentive for adults to decide to learn. "There is a need to spread the message so those in need of help can get in touch." She said, "We also need to reach people in our community who think they would have what it takes to be one of our coaches or work in one of our other roles, such as fundraising or publicity. We are all volunteers, but work to rigorous professional standards. Councillor Atkins was especially interested in the work of Read Easy because of her previous experience supporting learners with poor literacy. Read Easy Torbay is currently working with around 20 reading pairs. Most pairs meet twice a week in local venues such as libraries. All volunteers are thoroughly vetted and given the necessary training before being teamed up with the person who they will coach, lasting from 6 months to 2 years, until the reader achieves their desired level of reading.